The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
There's been a very significant news release out from Quantum Helium in regard to the Coyote Wash project. Sproule has released a best estimate resource number, and here to tell us more about what that means, Howard McLaughlin. Howard, hello.
Hey, Alistair, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good.
So tell us, Sproule have been looking at, this is not the first time you've interacted with Sproule, is it? But they've been looking at Coyote Wash this time. What have they found and what does it mean?
Well, we were, when we picked up Coyote Wash, we were always very excited by the fact that it had 3D seismic on it and identified a number of a very robust prospects in the Leadville, and additionally, some oil prospects in the Ismay. So when we did look at Sagebrush and got a gas analysis from Sagebrush, these two projects became very closely linked together. So once we develop Sagebrush, then we can drill prospects on Coyote Wash, and they will feed into the plant that we're going to put on Sagebrush. So it's they're very complementary to each other. It's just Coyote Wash is just much bigger. There's a much higher level of resources, and together they now look to be in gross terms about 1 BCF of recoverable helium, which is a very significant number.
Well, indeed. So break those numbers down for us a little bit, Howard. The most recent announcement, much the larger amount of helium in that. How much helium is there in Coyote Wash in terms of Sproule's best estimate?
Well, it varies a little bit from net to gross, which is kind of interesting because the difference is actually the extension of one of the prospects onto Sagebrush, onto the northern Sagebrush acreage. So in a sense, we have the gross, but because this work was commissioned on Coyote Wash, they separated out the Sagebrush component. So in general, the Coyote Wash represents between probably 70 and 80% of the overall resource potential, and Sagebrush about 20%, which is about what we expected. But the difference is that we have a drilled and cased well at Sagebrush ready to test. And these wells at Coyote Wash still need to be drilled. But having said that, there was a well in the northern part, in fact, the main prospect that was drilled back in the 90s and did produce non-flammable gas from several zones in the Leadville. So in many respects, it's like Sagebrush in that we have a proven gas resource. We just we don't have that well. It was abandoned and they never apparently did a gas analysis on it. But they're so close together, they're within a few miles of each other, that we're very confident that anything we drill in Coyote Wash will look pretty much like Sagebrush.
Yeah, interesting. So, I mean, you mentioned a moment ago that Sproule are now saying that there's about, 1.1 billion cubic feet of helium across the two projects.
Right.
Just tell us how what that really means in the world of helium. How big is 1.1 billion cubic feet in terms of the helium world that you guys inhabit?
It's enormous. It's absolutely enormous. In absolute raw terms, with helium selling for anywhere from $250 to $700 an MCF, that represents, around about $500 million in potential value in a gross sense. But of course, we pay royalties out of that, and we have operating costs and whatnot. But even that being said, and even the cost of drilling, we're still looking at a multi-hundred million barrel or dollar kind of overall prospect size in terms of its value.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm right in saying as well that this now means that you guys at Quantum Helium have got one of the biggest established helium resources out of any company listed in London.
I guess some others might argue, but we've had now Sproule look very closely and validate our numbers. We were very close on Coyote Wash, our own analysis versus theirs. So we're very comfortable that that we're seeing the same thing. But having said that, there is one old well on there that proves there was flowable gas, but we still have to drill wells. We still have to get a drilling rig out there to prove it. But from a resource potential, it's enormous.
So I suppose it's worth just mentioning quickly that Sproule can also be quite conservative in their estimates as well, can't they?
They are in general, and most companies of their ilk that validate people's resources and reserves, they are necessarily conservative. But and we've tended to focus on our P50 numbers. When you actually look at the upside, it's even more significant. But we're happy just to go with the midpoint at this point in time.
Yeah, the upside numbers are quite spectacular, really.
Really,
I
it is.
guess.
Yeah, we're talking about something in the order of 65 BCF of raw gas. And 20% of that's methane, so that in itself has value. And we're looking at various ways, CO2 sequestration. There's actually a pathway to make money sequestering the carbon dioxide. So it's very exciting.
Indeed. So you mentioned methane, carbon dioxide. There's also talk of several hundred thousand barrels of oil in the recent release as well, isn't there?
Yes, correct. And this is probably the primary reason we shot the 3D survey. There's two primary reasons. One is to establish the size of the sagebrush structure, but also the other was to shoot over the Mariana Wash prospect that was drilled and produced a small amount of production, which we've always assumed because they didn't have very good quality seismic that they had missed the target. Not by much, but they'd missed it. With 3D over it, we'll be able to more accurately pinpoint and reduce the risk of a dry hole or a sub-commercial well. So we're hoping that we'll see a very defined structure. The quality of the 3D seismic, which we've just completed, on first blush looks absolutely excellent. So we're very confident we're going to see some additional prospects come out of it.
So talk to us a little bit more about that 3D seismic work that you've been doing then, Howard. I understand it's going to sort of lead you towards selection of drilling targets in due course.
Yes, indeed. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see one or two or more really exciting prospects in the Ismay. And one of our founding strategies was to use the oil exploration potential to fund the helium development. So if we can tie into one of these shallower oil wells and produce a bunch of revenue, we can funnel that straight into developing the helium and accelerate where we're going without having to either farm down or raise more capital.
So lots to be thinking about there then. What will the news flow be looking like in the next months as we move into 2026?
Well, the next the cab off the rank is really the extended production test of Sagebrush, and we're right at the cusp right now of getting all our approvals through the BIA. We've just satisfied the irrevocable letter of credit for the bonding, so that should happen in days. Following that, there'll be two or three other BIA approvals that will be required, and then we will get on with the test.
Then you've
And at
got
the same time, probably sometime towards middle to late January, we'll have the first look at the seismic.
right. So there'll be plenty of action as 2026 gets underway.
Correct.
I mean, we should say, I suppose, that BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs. Is that a sort of straightforward process that you're going through there?
It's not straightforward, but it is a process, and we're working our way through it. It's somewhat bureaucratic. The tribe, on the other hand, has been great. The Ute Mountain Ute tribe have been fantastic. So, and we have tremendous relationship with them. And they're working with us and with the BIA to accelerate these approvals. And it so far it's been working quite well.
Well, we look forward to watching you make further progress in 2026. 1.1 billion cubic feet of helium now in best estimate resources for quantum helium. Howard, very good to talk to you today.
Yeah, thank you, Alistair. Good talking to you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.